वक्रतुण्डमहाकायसूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
थैंक यू मनिका भगिनी. एनी क्वेरीज इन अद्य श्वः परश्वः प्रपरश्वः ह्यः परह्यः प्रपरह्यः?
I don't think for now I have questions about that, but I did have a question about the father that I sent you through WhatsApp. Why is Sita and Shiva long A, and why if it's masculine, then why it doesn't end with a short A?
No, I couldn't understand what
you're
wearing. Can you repeat it
one? Is that Sita? Father, right?
Okay, Pita, right? Ha,
yes.
I got a question. So, I have to, do you have the Shabda Manjari that I sent you a while back?
You mean the...
I sent the, one document.
Yes, I had that.
I think I sent it in May, 29th May, I think.
Yes, I wrote you to my email to see.
I sent it in WhatsApp.
I think you sent it via email too?
No, I sent a PDF.
You sent it when, you said? In May?
29th of May.
Oh no, I don't have anything.
Okay, I will do one thing. I will send a screenshot now, okay?
Okay, I have, yes, the Vyasa Pushpakam, but that was May 3rd.
No, I sent one, that's okay. Not a problem. I will just send one screenshot. Yeah, if you go through that, your query will be...
Okay. Do you have it, Sima?
Shabda Manjari?
Yes. That's not the one that we are doing the homework, right? Or yes, that is the one.
It's a PDF. I don't know. I cannot understand what you say now.
I mean, the homework that we have...
Never mind, I'll send a screenshot, just open
it. Okay. Yeah. I don't know which page you mean.
Okay. I saw the WhatsApp.
So the dhatu is pitru. Okay. Pitru shabda. Prathamani bhakti swam is pita. The anta is not akara.
Okay.
The dhatu is end of the record anta.
Okay, wait, so that I'm trying to see where the dhatu is.
It says arikarantaha pullingaha pitrishabdaha.
Okay.
Right.
So that. Okay, so it's because it is not an akaranta dhatu. That is why.
Neither akaranta nor akaranta.
Okay, so that is why the Prathamadi Bhakti is a different way.
Pita, yeah. Even for Mata, it is Matri Shabda, so Mata is a Prathamadi.
Matri Shabda?
Matri.
The.
Okay. Pitru Matri.
Okay, now I get it.
Could you explain more?
There is nothing to explain. See, when we were saying Rama Shabda, we saw Akarantaha Pullingaha Rama Shabda. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What do you mean by Akarantaha? What does Anta mean?
It means at the end is A, yes?
Ha, yes. So the dhatu, this Rama. But for Pita, the dhatu and the R, Pitru, Rukaranda, Smirak.
Yeah.
Understood?
Okay. Yes, and so that is why you don't, the ending is different because it ends in U.
It's not U, it's R.
Ah, okay.
So you mean Pita? It's not Pita. It's Pitru? Like something
the
like that?
The dhatu is Pitru. It's not dhatu, it's Shabda. Pratipatikam is Pitru. Shabda.
Yes, the root word is different from Rama, so that is why the first case is different. So I would say there are many, many, many different cases.
That is why I sent Shabda Mandiri to you. I just wanted you to practice that. So that you will understand how many antas are there. There are different forms of words. So you can. It might take some time, but it is possible for you to recognize it.
Yes. Do you know all the...
I'm practicing. I recite at least 4 in the book, from the book. I've got one friend, okay, we both sit together. We memorize Ashtadhyayi Sutra, this and Amarakosha. There is, Amarakosha is like a dictionary, okay? Kind of a dictionary, ancient dictionary. So we will alternate. Like yesterday we did Ashtadhyayi Sutra, so today we did the Amarakosha, tomorrow we will be doing Shabda Manjari.
Wow. Okay, thank you. So that was my question. That's
really great.
And also about the homework, there was one part that I found that it was very difficult for me to do.
Which one?
The crossword, like puzzle. The crossword, 5.3.
Yes, I understand, So you can try that now. 5.3, right?
5.3, yes.
Yes.
So first one they are given lokayane, it means in the vehicle. Bhavataha mata putra sri. What was your guess for that?
Wait, I don't think I'm in the same place.
Lokayani, where is your mother?
Ah, lokayani. Yes. Lokayani. You mean the question. So, charakaha atra asti and lokayani is a vehicle, right?
It's lokayani, not yani. Yani.
Chalakaha?
Driver.
So the
actual sentence will be Chalakaha Lokayane Asti. Atra Lokayane Asti. Chalakaha, the driver is there in the vehicle.
It is like it says the driver is there and we need to see that is the vehicle.
The
and
driver is there in the vehicle. In the vehicle is the lokayani.
Okay. And the next one we see this and I understood it. It says, Bhavataha Mata Putra Asti, where is your mother, right?
Fine, wonderful.
And then Graham.
No, it's not Graham. You should make it Saptami Vibhakti. Graham is house. You have to say in the house.
Yeah. Grahe.
Grahe. Is that clear?
Yes, up until there, yes. And then I there are many things I don't understand. Nagarikaha.
Nagarikaha.
Nagarikaha atra vasanti.
What is a nagaram?
City.
Ah, yes, right. And that is... Sorry.
Nagarika is one who resides in the city. Okay. The answer is there in the statement itself. Nagarikaha atra vasanti. So, which means the city men stay in the city. Right?
The what?
City people or city men. Stays in the city. Nagarikaha atra vasanti. Kutra nagare.
Nagare.
And similarly, our next statement, can you read?
Atra ka kayoni
karyani.
Karyani kurvanti.
Where do you do work? Karyani is work. Where do you work?
You should say office.
So how do you say that?
Vita koshe.
See, Atra Karyani Kurvanti says that they work. Okay. There they do their work. Do you understand it?
No.
Yes.
What no? What is there to understand? What do you mean by
I didn't understand the last sentence.
I'm asking you a question. What is the meaning of Atra?
I mean the office, I didn't understand. Office.
Answer my question, Seema Bhagini. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean by Atra?
Atra.
We did it in 1.5. I don't understand. We did not find what you have to sit and read.
Yeah, you're right. Kutra, atra, it means where, and atra means here.
Fine, atra is here, that is me. Right.
Okay.
Karyani, what is karyani?
Karyani means to do something.
You know. Karyani is work. Karyam is singular. Karyani is plural.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We read that in 4.2.
Uh-huh, yes.
What is Kurvanti?
I don't know.
Go to page number, go to 4.4. Do you see something called Kurvanti?
Kurvanti. 5.4 A?
Yes.
A?
There is only 4.4. There is no Vishesha Abhyasa. Karoti Kurvanti.
I cannot find it.
Read, it's there in that, what do you call it? In that box. You have to see, only then you can read.
Oh, sorry, very sorry, I cannot find it.
Monica Bhagini, did you find it?
Did I find where it says Karyalaha?
No, I'm asking you, did you find the Kurvanti in 4.4?
No, but I think Kurvanti is it's the variation of karoti, but
not necessarily he or she, doesn't matter. Karoti kurvanti.
Oh yes, right, because it's a verb and it means do, right? Das.
And plural.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
So, yes, and it was an irregular verb, I think. One of the
forms. Yeah, it's a different form, vishesham, some special forms.
Yes. Karoti kurvanti. Yes, I found it.
So, atra karyani kurvanti. Now, how do you translate?
No.
So it would be here they work. They do
here
the
they work. So how do you say in
Hello?
Where do you work?
No. I think it's karyalaye.
Karyalaye.
Yes. Karyalaye. Yeah. I knew that. Karyalaye. In the 5.2 we have. Mama pita karyalaye. Karyalaye. Oh, yes.
Karyalaye, not karyalaye.
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 Yeah. Karyalaye. Yeah.
Karyalaye.
Karyalaye.
So all the answers are above. Only from that you have to, I mean, there in, most of them are there. Okay, fine, never mind. So what is the next one?
Bhavan putra
patati.
That means where you read.
Where do you study?
Right?
Yeah.
Ah, where you study or read?
Yeah.
Anything
else?
What?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am in the food with the alaye or not?
Vidyalaya can be said, but there are some words, right? It's five letters, but here only four boxes are available, is it not?
Yes.
Can you think of?
Library was something else, right? How did you say library?
Library.
Vidyalaya only, because Dhya will be, can you write and see Vidyalaya? That makes sense. Dhya, love, Vidyalaya.
Because Dhya, you can write
single letter, kind of.
Yes, single. So it's Vidyalaya.
Vidyalaya.
Vidyalaya. Vidyalaya.
Okay. Next one.
How did you say library? I forgot.
We will do that. We will just collect a list of words and see, try to do that in
Do you want to do the next one, Sima?
Yeah, yeah. We'll finish this off and then we'll see what
is. So, continue.
Yes.
No, you do.
I continue. Okay. Tanam atra vaska
raksham.
No.
Tanam atra raksham.
वक्षामः. ओके,
here we protect the money. Where do you protect your money?
Protect? So it would be Vittakosha.
What was
it? Bank.
Vittakosha.
Bank. And then Chalanachitram.
Chalanachitram. Atsha Pashyatu. Cinema.
The movie.
You see, Pasha, do you see movie there? And I don't know how to use it.
Not necessarily you. It's a statement that movies can be seen here. Or see movies here. This also we did somewhere.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we did it. No, Dhuradarshanam is a TV. Okay.
Yes.
But here, what do you call a theater?
Theater.
If you go to 5.1, okay, there is a second box.
Yeah.
Right? Balakaha Kutra Asti. Kutra Balakaha. In that, see the third one. What is that?
Uchcha Mandiram.
What is the Chitra Mandiram? Movie house. See, Jalana Chitram, so Chitra Mandiram. So how do you make it Saptami Vibhakti?
Wait, Chitra Mandiram, it would be theater house, right?
City hall.
Let's find, make it Saptami Vibhakti now. Chitra Mandiram.
Chitra Mandire.
Chitra Mandire. Okay.
Chitra Mandira.
Alright.
Next
one?
Yeah. Mashi Kutra.
Mashi Kutra. I don't know what Mashi is. Mashi?
Mashi is ink.
Ink.
Lekhalaya?
No, what is Lekhalaya? Do you have ink house? I have never heard of it. Okay, wait. I will tell you. What is Lekhani?
Lekhani means pen.
So ink is inside the pen. So how? What is the Saptami Vibhakti of Lekhani?
Lekhani, no. Lekhanyam.
Already nyam is there. You have to just add lekhanyam.
Lekhanyam.
Okay. Yes, this one was a little bit more difficult.
But some basic words you have to keep practicing. Like astra, putra, satra. The form of pashyatu, asti, vasanti, kurvanti, padhati, raksha, maha. Why it is Rakshamaha? Because we all say only in the bank, right? So that's why they have not given Aham Rakshami, it is not there. It's Rakshamaha, which means Vayam Rakshamaha. Did you get me
point? Rakshamaha, yes, because it's plural, you say.
That's why we
You know what, it's getting a little bit harder to listen to you. I don't know if it's only me. Can you hear her well, Sima?
Sorry?
Can you hear Sunita well? Because
very difficult.
It's getting more difficult to hear her, yes.
Okay. One second. Am I audible now?
Yes, better.
It's better.
Oh, really?
Yes, what did you do?
I just removed my headphones.
really. So
but the headphones
weren't working. Okay.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Is it clear now?
It's better, a little better, yes.
It's better.
Okay. I'll try to change my ear by next time. So, shall we do the Adhya Parashraha exercise once and then we'll go to the new lesson, okay?
Which exercise?
Adhya.
Difficult for me to see if you have tips to like recognize.
I understand, yeah, but that's the way we have to write it. I will probably try to do it from my laptop and then make you see how to write it.
Okay. Thank you. It's like the stick or the, how do you say it?
I understand.
Yes. Short.
From okay. Her, okay. You have to take the starting of here.
What?
From the letter her, her is there, right? Her.
Mm-hmm.
From her, you have to start here. That's right.
Yes.
Yes, it's a tricky one. Okay, so I start with the squares first, and then lines.
First,
please let me do it.
One second. Listen to me once. Start from Adhya.
Yeah.
Just to say today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and the day after day after tomorrow. Again, today, yesterday, day after tomorrow, the day before yesterday. So just read that sequence once from Adhya.
Okay, first, first today is Adhya, tomorrow is Shvaha, the day after tomorrow is Parashvaha, and the day after the day after tomorrow is Praparashvaha. Praparashvaha. And then yesterday, Hiyaha. The day before yesterday, Parahyaha.
Wonderful.
And the day before yesterday, Praparahyaha.
See, you have already said Parahyaha. Just add Pra in front of the sentence. Parahyaha, Praparahyaha.
Praparahyaha. And then, do I go on?
No, let her read the sequence once and then
you can. Okay. Yes. Adhya, Shvaha, Parashvaha, Praparashvaha. Then, Adhya, Hiyaha, Parahyaha, Praparahyaha. Praparahyaha.
Okay. Prapara. You're just adding a letter called pra in front of it.
Okay. Prapara, yeah. Yes.
Now we can start Monika Bhagin.
Okay, so the first one.
Can you do one more thing? Start from Bhanuvasaraha, which is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Just that sequence alone, both of you try.
Okay, so. Banu Vasara.
It's Banu. It's not Banu.
Banu Vasara.
मङ्गलवासरः Wednesday would be Buddha Vasraha. Then today Guru Vasraha.
Adya Guru Vasraha.
Adya Guru Vasraha. And then Shukra Vasraha. Then Saturday would be Shani Vasraha.
Sunday is Bhanuvasarah,
then
Soma Vasarah, then Mangalavasaraha, then Buddha Vasaraha, then Guru Buddha Vasaraha.
It's not Buddha, then, it's Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha Vasaraha. Buddha Vasaraha. Then Guru Vasaraha. Then Shukra Vasaraha, then Shani Vasaraha.
Wonderful.
Now you can do it. Can you repeat that, Sumitra ji? I didn't hear you well.
I think now you can finish up the exercise so quickly, but you are very clear on the days and
okay, thank you. Should I read the homework?
Yeah, please do it. One by one. First one you do, second one let Seema Bhagini do, third one you do, fourth let Seema Bhagini do.
Okay. I read all the homework and then Seema Bhagini does all the homework, or I... Like...
I thought you can... box by box, one note you can do, so that...
Okay.
You say, Adhya Bhanu Vasaraha. Then it is Shani Vasaraha, so let her guess what, when Shani will be. When today is Sunday, yesterday will be Shani Vasaraha, right? So likewise, let her draw. Keeping Bhanu Vasara of the starting point, you can do.
Okay, so I don't do, because in the homework you said Adya Mangala Vasaraha, so I changed to, today is Sunday, right? Adya Bhanu
Vasaraha? No, don't go haphazard. Adya Bhanu Vasaraha is there, right?
Yes.
From
no,
there, until you finish,
Hello, you're breaking. Is it me?
Just start from Bhanu Vasaraha, okay?
Okay, Bhanu Vasaraha. So, Adya Vanu Vasanaha.
Seema Bhagini, what should be the next one?
The next one is Soma Vasaraha. So,
Seema Bhagini, wait, no. There is Shani Vasaraha to your left, right? That should be the order.
It's
from left to right and not right to left.
Okay. It's... ह्याः शनिवासरः.
वंडरफुल. मोनिका भगिनी.
पराह्याः शुक्रवासरः.
आई एम सेइंग लेफ्ट टू राइट प्लीज.
ओके सो वाह सोमवासरः.
सीमा भगिनी.
परश्वः Shukravasara.
Can you think and say?
No. Parahyaha Shukravasara.
Wonderful. Monika Bhagini.
Parashvaha Mangala Vasaraha.
Uttamam. Hima Bhagini, what should be the next one?
Praparasvaha Guruvasaraha.
You can say that, but it is in the left side. So, hyaha, parahyaha, and what should be the next one, if it is left?
Praparahyaha Guruvasaraha.
But what you said is also correct. If you are taking it to forward, then shvaha parashvaha praparashvaha is fine. But since the dashes are to the left, I just mentioned it. Okay. So we finished one round now. Now go to Adhya Mangala Vasaraha. Monika Bhagini, do you see Adhya Mangala Vasaraha? Monika Bhagini, are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. Do you see Adhya Mangala Vasaraha?
Adhya Mangala Vasaraha. Yes, that's the second part of the...
So, yes. Now, before Adhya Mangala Vasaraha, you have two dashes that is still incomplete.
Yeah.
Right? So, what will you be doing if it is before? No, in three, no, wait. In three, Guru Vasaraha, she already completed. And with that, one set is over. We are to the next set now.
Yes, we cannot continue it in that direction. So, we should change.
Okay, so
I don't
do
that.
The Parahyaha Vanu Vasaraha. That would be the day before yesterday, it was Sunday, right?
I don't know from where you are reading that. Do you see Adhya Mangala Vasaraha?
Yes.
From Adhya, you can either go to tomorrow, day after tomorrow, or to yesterday, day before yesterday. Is that clear?
Yes, I went to the day before yesterday, and that was Sunday.
Don't go. Adhya Mangala Vasaraha. Then immediately there is a dash above Mangala Vasaraha, right?
Okay. Immediately then.
Do that then only.
Hiyaha Soma Vasaraha.
Wonderful. Sima Bhagini, before Soma Vasaraha?
Soma Vasaraha. So, Parahyaha Bhanu Vasaraha.
Bhanu Vasaraha. Now put a halt. Monika Bhagini, Adhya Mangala Vasaraha. What is next?
Shvaha Utha Vasaraha.
Wonderful. Sima Bhagini, what should be the next one?
Shvaha Utha Vasaraha. So, Parashvaha Guru Vasaraha.
Wonderful. Monika Bhagini, next one.
Prapara Vasara.
Wonderful, that's it.
Is that
clear?
Yes.
Now, we will do the next one.
I didn't understand this. I don't know what to do. I forgot what to say for the 5.6.
I was actually in a shock that you are saying you don't understand 5.6.
Yes.
Okay.
Fine. No, we haven't done. Sorry.
You wanted to ask something?
No, I was going just to say to Sima that we didn't do 5.6, and I think 5.6 was not a homework, right?
Really?
But you,
okay, thanks, girl.
No, but it is doable. Right? If you know the numbers,
yes.
You can do it.
Okay.
If you have understood the numbers, then you will do it. Okay, I'll do the first one. Second and third you both can do. Adya Shodasha Dinankaha. What is Adya?
Today.
So today is Shodasha Dinankaha. Shodasha is 16, okay? So today is 16. Panchadasha Dinankaha Kada. Panchadasha. 25. When is 25th? 16, 17, 19, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. So like that you will count, no?
Okay. Dinankaha.
Sorry. One second. Panchadasha is 15. Today is 16. When is 15? Hello.
When is today?
If today is 16, okay.
So, yes.
When 15th will be? Or when 15th?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Kada panchadasha dinankaha?
Panchadasha dinankaha hyah.
Wonderful. Kada is when. Okay. Kada means when.
Why don't we say panchadasha? I'm sorry, panchadasha dinankaha hyaha asti.
Dinankaha, what does it mean?
Wait.
Because
asti, can you please listen to me one
minute? Okay.
What do you mean by asti?
The question is, when is 15? And then in English, for instance, you say, 15 was yesterday, or then.
Oh, my question is, what is asti?
Asti would mean available or is, but it
is.
So you cannot say, but yesterday was, right?
Yesterday, yes. Okay, so.
I'm at the finish. Why don't you just listen to me for a second?
Okay.
Instead of saying yesterday was and all that, here itself says all about it.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Okay, so you don't need yesterday was thing. Mm-hmm. Here itself conveys that.
Yes, I found. Yeah. I got it.
Okay, here itself.
Yeah.
I'm unable to raise my voice because my throat is completely strained because of overstrain of music practice. So just adjust with my sound.
Sorry.
I'm unable to, you know, even speak at this point, I guess. So
your voice is good.
Kada is when? Sorry?
Your voice is good, but the noise is not good. Your voice is good. We can understand you.
But I'm unable to raise my voice because I'm in severe throat pain. I'm unable to raise my voice beyond this point. All right. Okay. Try the next one.
Okay. Adya Soma Vasaraha.
So what do you mean by Adya Soma Vasaraha?
Today is Monday.
Wonderful.
Mangala Vasaraha Kada. Then when is Tuesday? So
wonderful. What will be the answer?
Mangala Vasaraha Shvaha.
Wonderful.
Okay. Adya, I forgot 24 of what was it. Sorry.
I'm going to say
24 is
Shabdavimshati.
Okay.
So, you know, when it is 24th, and you want to say 24th, right? Chaturvimshati Tama Dinankaha. The Tama is there in the text already. Do you see that?
Tamadinantaka, I don't know. Adya, it's a name of the month, you mean? Yeah.
Sorry?
Tamadinankaha is the name of the month, yes?
How
many
of the month? Are there 24 months? It is simply saying today is 24th day. Chaturvimshatihi is 24. When you want to say 24th, then Chaturvimshati Tama Dinankaha. You have to add the Tama in front of Dinankaha.
Okay. So,
Seema Bhagini, first to read the first sentence once again.
Parashvaha. It should be Parashvaha.
I'm asking you to read the first sentence once again.
Adya Chaturvimshaha. I cannot answer. Yeah, I'm just sorry. Very sorry. Chaturvimshaha.
No, it is Chaturvimshati Tama.
Yeah. Chaturvimshati Taha.
Tama, not Taha. It is written Tama.
Taha. Adya Chaturvimshati Taha. Tama Dina. Kata.
Tama, not Taha.
Tama. Yeah, I'm saying Tama. Tama Dinankaha.
Dinankaha.
Dinankaha. Sat Vimshati.
What is Sat Vimshati?
It's 26.
Shad Vimshati, not Shad.
Shad Vimshati, Tama Dinankaha, Parashvaha.
There is a question,
no.
Read that.
Shad Vimshati, Tama Dinankaha, Kada, Shad Vimshati, Tama Dinankaha, Parashvaha.
Wonderful. So now is it understandable or you got any questions in this?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes. Manika Bhagini, is it clear to you?
I think yes.
Okay. You just try, okay? Try again the same thing once again after the class as well. Now, can we do the 6.1? It is just a conversation between two people. So, Monica Bhagini, you can read the first line. Seema Bhagini will do the second line. So, person A and person B basically. Yeah.
6.1.
Just
right?
Keep reading. Yeah. If possible, say the meaning of that. If you don't understand, I'll tell you.
Okay. Harihi Om Suprabhatam. Hello, good morning.
Keep reading, if it is wrong, I will just interrupt and read.
Okay. Keep reading, right?
Without me. Okay. Namaste, Shriman.
It's Shriman, not Shriman.
Yeah. Namaste, Shriman. Shriman. Svagatam agachatu upavishatu.
So that would mean hello,
Let us try.
Okay. Srima Bhagini, can you see the meaning? It means hello, hello Srima.
Namaste, not hello.
Namaste. Namaste, Shriman. It's hello, hello.
Shriman, not Shriman.
Okay, Shriman. I think it's about saying, where are you going now? Yeah?
What is where? Whenever you say thank you, I say swagatam. So what does it mean, that where?
I think it's not here.
Can I say? Please,
you say, yes.
Okay, I think it means welcome, come here and sit down.
Wonderful. Welcome, come and sit down. Please come and sit down.
And then...
Seema Bhagini, go back.
Yes. To Swagatam, it's...
No, let that be. Go back to 4.3. Do you see Bhavan Patatu Likhatu?
4.3.
Yeah. Divasi Patatu Likhatu Gachatu.
Yes, I point.
So it's similar form. Gachatu is go, Agachatu is come, Upavishatu is sit.
Yes, I.
Continue. Manikal.
Okay, I was trying to see where you got all those meanings. 4.2
ah? 3 ah, it's not meaning, it's a form. Patatu, gachatu.
4.3 ah. Sorry. 4.3 ah, okay, no, I was just trying to see. Thank you. Okay, so Tanya Vadaha, thank you.
Could we find the meaning first and then answer you for the next session?
What did they define? I already told what the meaning is.
Okay, Tanya Vadaha. Means, thank you.
That Monika Bhagini already did. Next minute.
Sarvam Kushalam Kushalam Va. Sarvam means all. Kushalam, I don't know.
It's all of mine.
Hello. Yes. Kushalam, it isn't Hamid.
He's asking if all are fine.
And Kushalam, what does that mean?
Kushalam is inquiring about the wellness.
Okay, let me write that. Inquiring.
Kushalam.
I haven't seen that before. Kushalam. Kushalam. Bhavan etat pushpakam vi karotu. Yes, I'm well.
It's fine. Kushalam.
Okay, I'm fine. Do you, that book,
what is Bhavan?
Bhavan is you,
always when you find a sentence, find the kriya padam, find the action verb. What is the action verb here?
Svikarotu is take, right?
What? Take what?
Take the book.
Pustakam. So now take. Try to finish.
I'm fine. You take this book.
It's aam kushalam. It's yes, fine. It's not I am fine. It is not aham
yes,
kushalam. It is aam kushalam because he inquired about everybody's wellness. So he simply said
yes.
Aam kushalam.
And then he says, you take this book.
Hima Bhagini.
Katham. Asti etat pushtakam.
Pushtakam, not pushtakam.
Pushtakam. Katham, I don't know. Katham. It means it's asking about this book. Katham.
Asking about what?
About the book.
What is book?
Pustakam is book, yes?
It's book, pustakam. B-O-O-K.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's asking how the book is.
How is book? Katam is how? Katham, how?
How was this book?
Katham asti? Katham asti? Etat pustakam.
So katham means how, right?
Yes. Katham. Mahapuranam tha. You cannot say katham. Katham.
Katham.
Swami Chinam asti bhavan api katatu. The only thing that I understood here is that he's asking him to read it, but that is all that I understood.
Samichinam is good. It is good.
Okay. So the book.
Even
is,
I have used this word whenever you answer something correctly. Samichinam means it's good.
Samichinam
is good. The book is good.
It's good. It's
could we use samichinam for our health, for example, kushalam, could we say samichanam? No?
Samichinam, not chanam.
Samichinam, yes?
Yes, you can say. Kathamati samichinam. You have to say samichinam asmi because you are good. You are good.
Yeah.
Okay. And here the word api means also. Bhavan api patatu means you also read.
You also read. Okay.
Next one.
Astu anantaram pathami. Astu means I think it says that you are very you read a lot, yes?
There is only three words here. And the last word is pathami. When do you use pathami?
Oh yes, no. We. Me. Astu, it means okay. Anantaram. Anantaram, maybe say later on. Patani means I will
later read. I read later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You just see the Kriya Padam. Always find out the Kriya Padam. See in which,
yeah, yeah.
You know, whether it talks about me or somebody else or you. If it says Patatu, it means it's talking about somebody who is standing in front of you. If it is Patathi, it talks about somebody else, Saha or Sa, he or she. If it is Pathami, it is about yourself only, right? Aham. Aham Anantaram Pathami is the implicit word you should be adding.
And wait, there's one thing I didn't understand. The Astu
is... Astu is okay.
Okay.
Like Patatu, okay, be it so. Astu means okay, be it so.
Astu, okay. And then he says, Aham Gachami. So I go.
Next one.
Tishtatu. Paniyam.
No. Not.
No.
Wait. Paniyam.
Paniyam. Sri Karatu.
Karotu. What is Svikarotu? You already have come across this word.
Svikarotu means here you are.
No.
Tishtatu.
Bhavan etat pustakam Svikarotu. It is in line number 5.
Yes, H. Tishtatu haniyam Svikarotu. I don't know Tishtatu.
Tishtatu is vague. Tishtatu means wait.
Wait.
Or, let's wait. Let's hear me, please. Tishtatu means just stay.
Yes.
Paniyam is water.
Yeah.
Wait, take the water. Or stay and have the water.
Yes. When he's saying that I'm going, he says wait and take some water, yes?
Yes,
Tishtatu Pani.
One question, Tishtatu also means stand up, right? Or not?
Uttishtatu is stand up. Tishtatu is just be there.
Uttishtatu means, okay, so if you're sitting down or lying down and I want you to stand up, I would say, but that is, isn't that wake up, Utishta?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. And Panyam, you say it's water, is it exactly the same as Jalam?
Paniyam.
Paniyam? Is it the same as Jalam or not the same?
No, not the same. Paniyam could also mean some drink. Like coffee or something.
The yam at the end, what's the meaning of pani means water, yes? Pani
means water in Hindi.
Yeah, pani.
Pani yam is just a drink.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Kshamyatam
Mastu. That meant no, right? Mastu.
Kshamyatam means sorry. Mastu is no. Astu is okay. Mastu is no.
So, Kshamyatam, it's sorry.
Yes.
And Marino. And for instance, if I am walking and I push you by accident, I say Kshamyatam.
Kshamyatam. Iksha. Iksha. Listen. Kshamyatam, yeah. It's not Kshamyatam. There is ik in front of it. Kshamyatam.
And that is also used if for anything, like if I push you by accident, we say that.
If you
also,
push
right?
somebody by accident, or you have done something wrong.
Okay.
Or you want to say sorry for something you have done. You imagine you are so mischievous in some place and you want to say sorry to your teacher or somebody, then also you can say something wrong.
Okay.
It's basically sorry. Wherever you are going to use sorry, you can replace it.
Okay, thank you.
Agree? Agree, but. Read next.
Okay. Kinchit suikarotu. Means a little bit, please. Mm.
Take a little.
Take a little.
Take a little.
Kinchit, a little. Okay. A little.
Kinchit. Astu Tanya Vavaha. Okay, thank
you. Okay, thank you. Agree?
Sharkara Athika Astikila.
Sharkara is sugar. Okay.
Yes, Sharkara Athika Astikila. I don't know. Only
wait, Asti. I'll explain it. Sharkara means sugar. Okay.
Yeah.
Adhika means extra. Asti means there. Kila is again a question word like va.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying the sugar is more, is it? Kind of.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you well when you say kila is.
Kila is like va. Like a question.
Like a question.
Sugar is more, right?
It means that shall I add sugar? Something like
no.
that? No.
He is asking the sugar is more right. Kila is a question.
Yeah.
It's more I am not sure.
Is more what?
One at a time, please. Both of you are talking and I don't know whom to listen.
Okay.
Go ahead, Seema.
I don't know. Sharkara is sugar, adhika is more, asti is kila, something to not, something like va, I don't know. It means we want to stress on asti, yes?
Why do you want to stress on that?
I don't know.
You only said you are being explained why.
It's there.
See, it is a question. Sugar is more right. Do you stress sugar is more right? Do you say that?
No, I don't know.
If you want to stress on asti, then why did you put that point? There should be some reason behind your question. Did not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, I have a question. I don't understand what that means. Sugar is more right. What is he asking if you
see,
want?
You make coffee. Okay, you give it to me. Both mm-hmm. of us drink. You understand that you have put a little bit of extra sugar in that. When you sip that, you understand the sugar is more. Naturally, you will ask if the sugar is not a little high. In the coffee, it's very similar.
Okay, so it's like saying put extra sugar, like a question.
No,
like
it is not. Should you, do you need extra sugar is different from the sugar is a little more right, which means the in the beverage the sugar is more. He has tasted it and understood it, so he is asking him. He only offered the coffee to him, right?
Uh huh.
he prepared and offered the coffee. So by tasting it, he understood the sugar is more in the beverage. So he is just checking if the sugar is more for him as well. So he is just asking if the sugar is more.
Okay.
You still don't understand it?
I don't think we say this in where I live, maybe, but I...
It's quite natural. You prepare a food, okay? You have added extra salt by mistake. Okay. You are eating and you're also giving it to your friend. Both of you started eating. Now you realize that you have put some extra salt. Won't you ask your friend if the salt is not a little high in the food?
Okay.
It's something to explain that sugar
is
extra.
It's not about explaining, it is just cross-checking if the sugar is more to him as well or not.
Okay, yes, I think I got it now, thank you. So the next one would be Chinta Mastu?
They say it, don't worry.
Okay, don't worry, because Mastu means no. So don't worry. Pivati means drink.
What, he what drinks the coffee.
That is why it's in
parentheses. It is given in the brackets.
Yes, because
he says, aham, avichami, namaskara. I'll come back, namaste, and he leaves.
Okay. So, aham agachami means I'll come back.
In the sense, in our tradition, it is generally like we never say I'm going or I'm coming. So, when we leave, we will say I'll go and come back. We never say I'm going.
But before he says aham gachami,
he wants to say that he has to go now. So, he's just informing them.
Okay.
Only that. It is not very strict that look, you should never ever say Gachami at all. Okay. It is our tradition, we never say I'm going.
Oh really? Wow. Okay.
No.
We will always say I'll go and come back.
And what if you don't, if you are not going to come back, you still say
still we say only that. It is a disrespect to say I'm going, which means I don't like to be here, so I'm just leaving the place.
That is
different from here.
We generally say, right, we'll meet sometime later. Whether you meet or not, nobody knows. Even you do not know if you come back tomorrow and meet your friend. You'll never say, a friend, okay, I'm going, I'm not going to meet you here on. You will just say, we'll catch up later.
Yeah.
So are you going to catch up later? Who knows?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I'll see you, bye.
Yeah, you say I'll see you, but are you going to see her every day?
Yeah.
Similar to that. Yeah. Okay. So, we will stop here. My throat is just coughing me.
Okay, take care.
Can one of you do the Shanti Mantra? I will stop the recording.
Okay, do you want to do it, Seema?
Yeah. Let me find it again. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.